This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Oakboro Police Chief T.J. Smith said he has recently resigned as the chief of the town of Oakboro. He said, quote, "It's with great sadness that I confirm that on July 28th will be my last day as chief. I had the privilege to become the Oakboro Police Chief almost 8 years ago, and I did so to build a sense of community among all the residents, to create genuine connections with everyone I encountered on the job, and to construct one of the most well-respected and effective police departments in the region. As I reflect on my time here, I feel confident that I have done so. The time has come that I've asked myself, what is next for me professionally? And at this point, that is to use my talents to reach a different audience. With that goal, I've made the decision to step away as the Oakboro Police Chief to pursue new opportunities. I am grateful for the support, love, respect, and everlasting relationships the people of Oakboro and Stanley County have provided me. This has been one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, but after many prayers, conversations, and reflections, I know it is the path that God has laid out for me. I would like to also express my gratitude to all my fellow officers, past and present, with whom I have served in Oakboro. Your hard work, dedication, and commitment to serve this community made the Oakboro Police Department what it is today. Thank you for the opportunity to serve this town for nearly 8 years as your police chief. I can never express how much this opportunity has meant to me and how special Oakboro and its citizens are to me," said Chief T.J. Smith. And the Stanley County Finance Department recently received the Government Finance Officers Association Certificate of Achievement Award for its excellence in financial reporting associated with its comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ending in 2023. The award represents the highest form of recognition in the area of governmental accounting and finance reporting. The honor marks a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. County Manager Andy Lucas said, "The Certificate of Excellence demonstrates Stanley County's commitment to the highest standards of financial reporting, integrity, and transparency. Our finance staff works extremely hard to ensure Stanley County develops an annual financial reporting tool that enables various users and our citizens to clearly understand the county's financial position," said County Manager Andy Lucas. GFOA is a nonprofit professional association serving approximately 20,000 government finance agencies in the United States and Canada. And tomorrow is a holiday and all government offices will be closed. City of Albemarle said that garbage and recycling collection services will be delayed by 1 day. Service normally scheduled for Thursday will occur on Friday, and service normally scheduled for Friday will occur on Saturday. North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission has declared July 4th a free fishing day. You can fish anywhere in North Carolina that is public without a license on that day. As we head on into the holiday, lots of folks will be firing up their grills, and the North Carolina Office of State Fire Marshal wants everyone to have a safe holiday. Each year in the U.S., about 10,600 home fires are started by grills, and July is the peak month for grill fires, followed by June, May, and August. 19,700 patients went to the ER because of injuries involving grills, and 64% of U.S. households own at least one outdoor barbecue grill or smoker. Gas grills contribute to a higher number of fires than charcoal grills, and almost half of home grill fires happen between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Millions of hot dogs will be consumed this holiday, and many of them will be cooked on a grill. Now, here are some grill safety tips. Make sure your grill is at least 3 feet away from anything that could catch fire. The grill should be placed well away from the home, deck, railings, and out from under eaves and overhanging branches. If you do have your grill on a deck, make sure you have a non-flammable grill pad underneath of your grill. After you uncover your grill, be careful, because it has a metal handle and it's in the summer sun, it can get very hot under that cover. If you have a lot of buildup in the bottom of your grill, clean that out first, and that'll help reduce the chance of large grease fires while cooking. Before lighting, make sure to open the top, because gas can build up under the hood and ignite when you light your grill. If your electronic lighter or push button does not work, you can use a Bic extra-long neck lighter. Grills come with a round hole on either side. That's where it's recommended that you insert your ignition source so if it flares up, it doesn't burn your hand or face. Never leave your grill unattended. Once your grill is on, use your thermometer. You can slow cook over time at 225 degrees, chicken and burgers at 350 to 375, and steaks at 400 to 425. If it's getting too hot, try turning off just one of the burners and rotate the food on the grates. Most meats finish cooking and safe at 165 degrees. After the food is finished, leave the grill on and turn up all the burners. You want to burn off any residual food and grease, If the bottom catches fire, it's okay. That's what you want so it doesn't happen while you're cooking. If it's really flaming, you can leave the lid open. High direct flame can damage your paint on your hood. I recommend setting a timer for 10 minutes. Before turning off your grill, scrape your grates clean. Any residue should just flake off. A lot of folks use a wire brush, which is fine as long as you store it in a fairly dry area and replace it every year. Old wire brushes can rust and lose their individual bristles, which may end up in your food. Turn the gas tank off until next time. Remember to cover your grill once it cools. A grill cover can extend the life of your grill by years. If you're using a charcoal grill, there are several ways to get charcoal ready to start. Using a charcoal chimney allows you to start the charcoal using newspaper as fuel. If you use starter fluid, use only charcoal starter fluid. Never add charcoal fluid or any other flammable liquids to the fire. Keep charcoal fluid out of the reach of children and away from heat sources. And when you're finished grilling, let the coals completely cool before disposing in a metal container. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly sunny today, the high near 91. Partly cloudy tonight, the low going down to 68. Mostly sunny on the 4th of July, the high near 95, with a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. This forecast brought to you by Desco, your source for everything electrical. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
I had this wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 mm-hmm. to overturn what is known as the Chevron Doctrine,
right,
allowing government agencies.